Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette woman charged with domestic battery after fight with ex-girlfriend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 31-year-old Gillette woman is facing a domestic battery charge after a fight with her ex-girlfriend Thursday morning. Police say they were called to an apartment on Dogwood Avenue after a woman reported being assaulted at a home on Lillicott Lane. Both women involved are 31 years old. According to Police Captain Eric Voss, the two had planned to meet up that night after texting earlier in the evening. But when the suspect began drinking, an argument broke out that quickly turned physical. The fight started inside the home and continued outside, where the victim reportedly pushed the suspect off the deck. Voss noted that the victim had visible serious injuries to her face and neck. The suspect was arrested at the scene and booked for domestic battery. Human remains found in Nebraska may belong to missing Moorcroft man Chance Engelbert. Authorities say they're one step closer to identifying human remains found October 10th near a national park site in rural western Nebraska, and they may belong to missing Moorcroft man Chance Engelbert. Cowboy State Daily reported that the Scotts Bluff County Attorney's Office said Engelbert's family identified several personal items found near the remains as his. However, officials say a positive identification will not be made until dental records and DNA testing are complete. The Douglas County Coroner's Office in Omaha and forensic scientists from the University of Nebraska are assisting with the examination, which is expected to happen soon. Engelbert was 25 years old when he disappeared over the 4th of July weekend in 2019 while visiting his wife's family in Gearing, Nebraska. He reportedly walked off after an argument and was never seen again. The discovery site was found in a rugged area near Scotts Bluff National Monument. Investigators say the case remains active and ongoing with multiple local and federal agencies involved. The Engelbert family has asked for privacy as they await official confirmation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.